Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're talking about to supplement or not to supplement. That is the question. Did I sound?
You sounded very Shakespearean to me, yes.
I can do it in an English accent. No, I can't. You probably can. Is that from Hamlet, right?
Hamlet, that's right.
our little Shakespeare
and that is the question.
Yes, to supplement or not to supplement. Let's talk about, you know, that word where there's a lot of hype out there now. Mm-hmm. What are supplements?
In putting it into a practical term, supplements are food or nutrients packaged into a convenient method. Uh-huh. So, you know, when you're talking about supplements, it's not some magic type of thing. It is either a synthetic or a natural. Oftentimes, we use foods that are concentrated and made it convenient. You know, when I talk about people doing supplements, they say, well, you know, one of the big questions that people always say is, well, can't I just get it from my food? And I said, well, yes, you know, because basically what I'm giving you is just concentrated foods. And they go, oh, okay, then what do I need to do? So I write up everything that they need to do to get the same as those three little pills that I'm giving them. Uh-huh. And they go, oh, okay, I might just take the pills.
Yeah, how many livers and how many
B-tops and all the different types of things. And oftentimes when you have the supplements, if you were going to take that in a food form, it really wouldn't taste that great. Mm. And it'd be a little overwhelming. So, you know, when you're talking about supplements, you know, the big thing about supplements I like to kind of emphasize is convenience and ease. You know, it's a whole lot easier, it's a lot more palatable, and it's much more convenient than doing it maybe the old-fashioned way.
Right. So, right, taking the supplement in pill form or capsule form versus boiling the beets. Cooking the liver.
Yes, getting everything all right. And, you know, it's like the liver pills, which we give, are uncooked. You know, purified, uncooked. So, you know, you would need to, one, purify your liver, you know, usually, and then drain it, and then get it all prepared, and then eat it raw. And, you know, a lot of the... Yeah, I had one gal who was pregnant, and liver is absolutely wonderful, you know, in a nice pure form for pregnancy. It absolutely makes the pregnancy so much easier, healthy baby, all those types of things. So many societies, ancient old societies, would require pregnant women to eat liver. You know, she said, well, you know, can't I do this naturally? So I described what she needed to do. And she said, sign me up for the pills.
That was easy.
Yes, that was an easy sell.
Well, when you say concentrated foods, that makes sense.
Right.
Right. So what are the different categories of supplements?
Well, as they're... You know, the national organizations of supplements basically divide them up into four different categories.
Okay.
There's vitamins and minerals. Within vitamins and minerals, there are synthetic and natural. The reason that you would use a synthetic over a natural is because the body's resistance in absorbing, so you kind of overwhelm the system. If you're more maintaining, then you'd go more of a concentrated food type of vitamins and minerals. But it's the biggest category is vitamins and minerals. The most common one, of course, is multivitamins. Second most common one that people take on that is vitamin D. Vitamin C, calcium, and B6 are the most popular vitamins and minerals that people take.
Interesting. Now, you, how do you feel about multivitamins?
Very good question. I'm glad you asked that. Mm-hmm. Multivitamins, I don't really encourage people to do, just because, you know, in a multivitamin food type of thing where you're combining different foods, I do like that, because that's just a natural food. But if you're using synthetic multivitamins, the problem with that is you absorb what you're high in and you don't absorb what you're low.
So that defeats the purpose.
That defeats the purpose, because we're also talking about a balance. On anything, you can get too much, too little. We talk about homeostasis a great deal, and the homeostasis in the vitamins and minerals is very important. You can get too much of anything, and you can have too little. And if you do a multivitamin, an example would be if you have a copper zinc, you know, within your multivitamin. If you're low in your copper and you're high in your zinc, you absorb the zinc because it draws it in, but you don't absorb the copper. Vice versa, if you're high in your copper and low in your zinc, you're going to absorb the copper and not absorb the zinc.
So, interesting.
Yes, multivitamins oftentimes work along those lines. That's why oftentimes synthetics can be really good, just to overcome some of the barrier on absorption, because people are having trouble with that. Mm-hmm. Once you get the levels up, then you can maintain it more through a food grade.
Do you use multivitamins here at the Prather practice?
We do have some multivitamins, but the multivitamins that we use are more natural-based, so it's more food-based, so it's an easier type of absorption. And then multivitamins are what we oftentimes do is more for kids. Mm-hmm. We find that more effective along those lines if they're not really doing well.
Overall. Well, and because you do blood work and hair analysis and diagnostics, there's no guesswork. You're knowing which vitamins, which minerals people are low or high in.
Certainly. We don't really need to guess. We know whether people are high or low, and we bring people back into homeostasis. That's the whole goal of what we do here.
Yeah. Interesting.
Okay, some of the others. Then you have your specialty vitamins. That's like when you get into omega-3 fiber, melatonin, glucosamine, chondroitin, digestive enzymes. So that's the second category. Mm-hmm. Third category is herbals or botanicals. Some of the most popular ones. Number one is green tea. Cranberry for urinary tract problems. Garlic, ginseng. Echinacea for moving the lymphatic system. Ginkgo biloba for circulation. Turmeric has become a really popular one. Mm-hmm. And milk thistle are the big ones for herbals and botanicals. And then sports and weight management. And of course, protein is your number one. Energy drinks, hydration drinks, Garcinia Cambogia for weight loss, green coffee also for weight loss, amino acids, and creatinine. So those are the four main categories as you're talking about supplementation that they divide different products into.
That's great, you know, because it's neat to know those categories.
Sure.
Of them. So you have vitamins and minerals, specialty, herbals and botanicals, and sports and weight management. Those
yes.
are the four categories.
Those are the four categories that you, as you're talking about supplementation, that you provide for people.
Mm-hmm. So. That we have here at the Prather practice, which we'll go into more detail. Dr. Prather, are supplements safe?
Supplements are extremely safe. If you compare them to pharmaceuticals, they're, according to most of the studies that they find on pharmaceuticals, anywhere from 100 to 200,000 people die a year from a direct cause of properly prescribed pharmaceuticals.
What was that number again?
100 to 200,000 people die from properly prescribed
per year
from properly prescribed pharmaceuticals, according to all the studies that they found.
Wow.
And there's 2.2 million serious hospitalization adverse reactions to pharmaceuticals on a yearly basis. Mm. Whereas if you compare that to supplements, there have been directly related and really abnormally, you know, what people would take, wouldn't normally take, 1 to 2 a year people die.
Wow.
From a supplement.
So 1 to 2 a year.
Versus 100 to 200,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it brings about the whole idea, if you can treat something with a supplement, you know, mm-hmm. when you're talking about trying to get better, it's so much better. An example would be cholesterol medicine, you know, mm-hmm. taking your lowering your cholesterol. Well, I have people, I had one gentleman came in, and he was recommended that he go on a cholesterol lowering drug. And I said, well, you know, he didn't really want to, because he had actually done that before and had some adverse reactions, you know, where he had some muscle aches and things along that. And I've had 3 patients who came in too late who actually died from their cholesterol medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be a very serious, there's a lot of serious side effects, there's a lot of things that go on with that. Sometimes it is necessary, but with him we found that he was very low on his vitamin D, extremely low. So we said, well, you know, vitamin D, if you're low on vitamin D, cholesterol makes vitamin D, and your body's going to pump out more cholesterol if you are low on your vitamin D, so let's raise up your vitamin D, see what happens to the cholesterol. Well, you know, it just, you know, as soon as we raised up his vitamin D levels, his cholesterol dropped down to normal.
Wow.
Another,
no one had checked his vitamin D.
No, that's not something that is thought of as something to work with. Mm. Another thing that you check on is any type of low hormones, whether the adrenals aren't working up to par, pituitary, hypothalamus, thyroid, is another cause for high cholesterol. I had a gentleman came in raised his thyroid back up to par along with his adrenals and his cholesterol balanced.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, also the most common reason for high cholesterol is a toxic overworked liver, and you can see that on the liver enzymes. Put a gentleman on milk thistle, methionine, choline, and inositol for his liver, along with a couple of other things.
These are supplements.
These are supplements, and balance out the liver, and his cholesterol went away.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just one example of one type of medicine that you can use to get, you know, to get the same effects as a pharmaceutical, which is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, more on to supplement or not to supplement.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, there is a device you use at your office called the Electrodermal Screening, or EDS. Tell us a little bit about it and why you call it the lie detector for the body.
Well, the Electrodermal Screening Unit is a galvanic skin response unit, and it actually falls under the same category as a lie detector test or biofeedback.
Huh.
So it is actually, we can actually rig our electrodermal screening to actually do lie detector. But it is also a good term on that is a lie detector for the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're actually, you know a whole list of different types of products that could possibly work in each type of situation. But everybody knows that not everybody responds well to penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people actually have some very negative reactions to it, to death. Some people, it's a lifesaver. Well, that's true of everything. And what the electrodermal screening does is it actually gives you a predetermination on how you're actually going to respond to any type of thing that we might prescribe to you before you actually take it, which is extremely helpful. Now, it's not a diagnostic tool. You know, it is not classified as a diagnostic tool. But as we've gotten the approval from the federal government on the use of it, We use it purely as a means of checking to see the body's response before you would actually take something.
Okay.
So it's a response machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to have knowledge beforehand on what products will actually work with each type of condition.
Right.
So we're very dependent upon our lab tests and the gold standard types of diagnostic tests. But then once you've determined that, what do you do with that? Because in our instrument, we have actually 80,000 different products that we can check on.
Wow.
So with that, we can actually find out what's going to work the best for you and how you're going to respond on things before you actually take them.
And what about its effectiveness?
Through clinical studies, they have found that it's 80% accurate, over 80% accurate, which, you know, was what actually attracted me to it, because there's not too many things that you can actually have that kind of results with.
Right, right. And this electrodermal screening eliminates some of the guessing.
The guesswork is the biggest thing that we're trying to get rid of.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about to supplement or not to supplement. That is the question.
That's a good question.
Yeah, your statistics are just alarming to me. And why do we continue to have this type of health care with these kind of statistics?
Well, and I don't want to give the impression that I'm against pharmaceuticals. I do recommend people to go out and get them at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very, very helpful, but you want to use the most least dangerous, least invasive type of treatment first before you go into something that could have some really serious adverse problems. Mm-hmm. Always trying the more... better, safer, easier type of approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so have nothing against pharmaceuticals, but we're using too much of them.
Mm-hmm. That's I kept just thinking as you're talking, do no harm, do no harm.
Do no harm, and make sure that you're finding the safest, gentlest method of treatment first.
Okay. Well, who regulates supplements?
Well, the FDA regulates supplements. They also regulate pharmaceuticals. One of the things that is interesting about the FDA is if you go to the FDA and you have either a product or a treatment or a diagnostic, the first thing that they do is they divide those up into two different categories. One is called structure function category. The other one is a disease category. So then they go through different processes. And the way that they divide those up are if you're dealing with disease, the only way that you can treat with disease is with pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals or surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that because disease is a set of symptoms that you put together that you come up with a name for. And so you come up with a pharmaceutical which is a poison, always has to be, with adverse side effects. I mean, that's if they don't have adverse side effects, then they're not into the disease category.
Right.
And then you treat the symptoms of the problems that are going on. Structure function, on the other hand, is homeostasis, where you're trying to bring the body back into homeostasis, either structurally or functionally. And with supplements, what you're doing on that is trying to rebalance the body in a physiological means under a functional type of a process. So it's balance, homeostasis, and homeostasis leads to health.
Mm-hmm.
And so the FDA looks at the product first under a structure function, and is that product... It doesn't go under structure function unless it has a very little chance of harming someone. So structure function care, by its very definition, really does no harm. Then they make sure that as they are looking at the product, is that it is what you say it is, and that there aren't any harmful ingredients in there that could be a problem, and that it is in a safe form that is handled, you know, properly by people. So that's what the FDA is looking for, and all the supplements that are sold out there have to go through that process to be able to be approved by the FDA.
Interesting. Okay. So you talk about, you know, the disease care and the structure function care.
Right.
What is the difference?
And the way that I look at the disease care, you know, that we're looking at a whole model in here that we're trying to integrate the two. And as we can integrate the two, that is really one of the major goals that the federal government, the FDA, that the healthcare has really said that we need to do. The reason is we have, quite frankly, the best disease care in the entire world, but we have one of the worst healthcare models. So what we're lacking is the structure function component. If you're going into France, per se, and you go to a doctor, writing a prescription, 40% of all prescriptions written by a medical doctor in France are homeopathic.
40%.
So, you know, why is it that we have such a problem? It's because we're really lacking the structure function care. So our vision is that primary care should be structure function based.
And makes that, total sense.
Yeah, and then the secondary care, the specialist, is where the disease care model really fits in. So, you know, if we have someone, like I had a lady who came in, we looked at her, did a thorough evaluation, and we saw that she had a tremendous number of gallstones, which we felt were going to be a problem soon. So, we're helping her with her functionality and her structure, but that's probably a surgical case. We have people who come in with cancer. You need to treat the cancer and go after it with the proper treatment, you know, surgery, drugs, radiation. But, you know, you need support. So, you know, it's a matter of looking at this in a logical, much more succinct type of way. This is something that has been already proven as a very beneficial. When it has been done on a large scale, there's a 60% savings in costs. There's an 85% better outcome. And there's much more satisfaction and much greater benefit. The doctors enjoy it more, including the specialists. The specialists were the ones who said that they love the primary care as structure function, 98% to 40%.
Could you imagine our health care costs, too?
Our health care costs would go down. Our outcomes would be so much better. You know, we would solve the health care crisis in America. And the way that we do that is it's not an opposition, but a integration and a cooperation in our healthcare system that will lead to much, much better outcomes and a solving of our healthcare national crisis. We have a crisis. You know, we look at the opiate.
Opiate crisis.
It's just incredible. And the reason that, you know, in West Virginia, they recently passed a law that a physician cannot put someone on an opiate until they have referred them to either a chiropractor or a physical therapist to try to get the pain under control first.
That's wonderful.
It's absolutely, in Indiana, there's a whole push along those lines. The national, the governing body for pain medicine has put out that all physicians should not be treating with pharmaceuticals first, but all pain should be first tried to be treated with chiropractic, acupuncture, or physical therapy or massage. So that should be the first line. And then opiates are absolutely wonderful. They're great for end of life or extreme trauma or extreme, you know, surgery. Mm-hmm. That's the only times that they should be used. And if you use them in chronic pain, it makes the pain worse.
Right.
So it's you're making the problem worse, and that's one of the things that we are finding with the overuse of pharmaceuticals or not using the pharmaceuticals properly, is we are making the healthcare crisis worse for people and mm-hmm. having worse outcomes because of the overuse.
Yeah, and people that are addicted, they're coming to the hospital, going to their doctor's or nurse practitioner's appointment and telling them what drugs they need.
Well, once you're addicted, you're no longer in control.
Mm-hmm.
And the huge problem is most people who have become addicted to opiate, heroin, or anything else, is that the physicians put them on that first.
Right.
And the physicians believe the studies that were given to them by the pharmaceutical companies. Jeff Sessions has looked into prosecuting the pharmaceutical companies and the people involved with this whole scam. Mm. Literally, they knew what they were doing and what the outcomes would be. And they're looking at consequences. Because it is criminal what has occurred on this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do not let, you know, always seek an alternative and ask your doctor. You know, they have all these advertisements on TV. Ask your doctor about, you know, the pharmaceuticals. They should have a disclaimer on there. Ask your doctor if there's an alternative to the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Well, they should have a caveat on that.
Yes.
Ask my doctor, is there an alternative to a pharmaceutical for this problem? And that's where the supplementation can really come in, because you're getting, not only are you probably could be solving the problem, mm-hmm. but you are improving the overall health of the individual. Pharmaceuticals are not designed, do not improve the health. They always make you sicker. They might be necessary, but they do not make you healthier.
Mm-hmm.
That is, that if they did, then they wouldn't be pharmaceuticals.
You know, you were talking about this disclaimer have on these drug ads, you know, prescription medicine ads. Alternative. Do doctors know about alternatives? What are they being? Are they being taught in school?
Very good question. Right now, they've done studies, and the doctors aren't really that familiar with it. The disease doctors, that's not their specialty. But 69% of all physicians now are saying that supplementation is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, they used to just poo-poo it.
Right.
You know, it's something not necessary. And that was completely from the training from the pharmaceutical companies. And there's a complete realization. I mean, we get quite a few medical doctors and a huge number of nurses who come in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they realize that, you know, the problems that are associated with that, and they know that if they can find an alternative,
mm-hmm.
that is always the best choice.
Right. And I know for you, you went on to schooling a diplomat in internal diagnostics. Sometimes it takes that added education, board certification.
It does. When you're talking about a structure function specialist, diagnostics are critical.
Yeah.
So making sure that the structure function doctor that you're going to is versed in the areas that you're looking, you know, to get the help.
Okay. Come back. More on to supplement or not to.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So I've got in the surgery room, and they hadn't sedated me yet, and they start strapping down my arms and my legs, which is kind of freaky. I'm like, what's this about? You're like, well, you know, once in a while, every now and then, on occasion, people wake up during surgery and try to get away. I'm like, oh, really? I'll tell you what, if I wake up during surgery, you take that bedpan over there and whack me over the head with it. Because that's what I'm going to try to do to you.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about to supplement or not to supplement. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about supplementation here at the Prather Practice. That's a big part of our practice. We'll let you talk about that.
Well, it's the way that we help people to get their function back, you know, their physiological function. So, you know, what is it that causes an imbalance in the system? We have certain type of nutrient requirements. We have certain types of detoxes. And getting those types of things from our normal diet just doesn't happen. I mean, people are deficient in so many different types of things. I mean, we don't find people, as we check on people, because we do a tremendous amount of blood work and a lot of checking, people just aren't healthy.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have congested livers.
Most people have congested livers. Most people have endocrine system that's not functioning right. A tremendous number of people have poorly functioning kidneys. People don't have digestive systems that are working, which makes it impossible to get your nutrients if that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then people's mineral balances are all out of kilter. They're toxic in some, they don't have enough in others, and they oppose each other. So, you know, as I go through and I read out what's going on, people go, you know, I've been going to doctors forever and nobody's, you know, made me feel this bad about my health before. And I say, well, you know, we're not trying to make you feel bad. We want to point out some of the things that are starting to occur, mm-hmm. and that we need to get those things fixed.
Right.
So, you know, people who have been with us for a while, you know, we get their blood work back and it's all right exactly where it should be.
And it's amazing how quickly that can happen.
It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get the right products, if you're doing the right types of things, there's a tremendous amount that can take place.
And we're not, you know, you don't want to wait till a disease
Correct.
Starts.
Right.
You know, we're trying to get way ahead of the game. Well, and so that a disease never does happen.
You know, when you're talking about cancer, cancer is the number two killer. It's pretty well acknowledged that only 3% of all cancers are unavoidable. 97% are avoidable if you were doing the right things and taking care of yourself.
Wow, I've never heard that. That's statistics.
And that's...
So three
only 3% of all cancers...
Are unavoidable.
Mm-hmm. A cardiovascular disease is about the same number. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the number one and number two killers are preventable things, and the main thing that goes into that is the improper nutrition. Mm-hmm. So working with those types of things, you can really extend your life and the quality of your life and not have most of the issues that occur.
Now, I think you kind of answered this, but why use supplements or is diet enough?
Well, that's a very good question, and why is it that we're having problems? The quality of our food has decreased quite dramatically, mm-hmm. and there's many different types of reasons. One of the first one is our soil is depleted. When we use fertilizer into our soil, we're only giving it the bare minimum instead of really nourishing it. We're giving the bare minimum to make the corn and the soybeans and all the different types of things grow, but we're not really replenishing the soil. And the soil is a living organism. And we're putting, not only are we not adding the nutrients back into it as we should and what people did. I mean, the reason that civilizations like in Egypt and in the Fertile Crescent and in China were survived for long periods of time and had a high level of civilization is because they would renew their soil. You had the flooding, there was a whole controlled system. You have the rice bowl in China where they have the whole province where it's a renewal of the soil on a regular type of basis. And that is critical for a healthy population. Mm-hmm. So if you're not taking care of the soil, which we are not renewing the soil, then you start to get food depletion. So the amount of zinc in our food right now is not the same level as our grandparents had. Mm-hmm. It's just not there. Then we're also adding stresses to the plants. We're putting a lot of pesticides. We're putting a lot of different types of chemicals on that. And that further stresses the plants so that we even get less nutrients out of it. Mm. So, you know, you can eat more and get less foods. And then we're adding a ton of chemicals into our system that weren't there before. And I mean tons of
chemicals.
You
can just see that on people. Just the inflammation.
Right.
People are walking around inflamed. And
so, you know, the needs have become much greater. The amount of stress that people have is increasing, which requires higher levels of supplementation. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we are having more and more of a problem, and there is a movement to try to reverse that. Large agribusiness does not provide good nutrients. Mm-hmm. What provides good nutrients is the small
local
mm-hmm. farmer who provides the food quickly so that it, you know, the longer that it sits out, the less nutrients occur, the less preservatives you have to use. And people who are taking care of the soil, taking care of the food, and there's a relationship between the farmer and the consumer. And as you have that, there is a higher level of responsibility. There's a higher level of providing food. So we have a bad model right now. Mm-hmm. And there is a movement to change that. And if we can change that, then food becomes more nutritive. And as the food becomes better, you need less and less supplementation. But right now, with the food that we're getting, with all the stuff that we're getting along with it, mm-hmm. Supplementation, I would say it's impossible to be healthy on just the food that you're getting nowadays. Mm-hmm. Just impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless you're growing it yourself. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, heading in that direction is a great, and I would prefer that we get all of our nutrients from our food. Mm-hmm. And all the things that we need. But unfortunately, that's not happening.
So what are the major reasons that people give for taking supplements?
Well, interestingly enough, 68% of Americans take supplements on a regular basis, which is really good. Mm-hmm. The largest number, 51%, said that they wanted to do it for overall health. 30% say that I need to fill the nutrient gap. So they realize that, you know, they're not getting everything that they need. So a large number of people realize that. 29% said that, you know, it's just for energy, they feel better. 27% that they're trying to keep their immune system up. Mm-hmm. 25% said that they don't want to develop osteoporosis, which is a very big thing, because right now it's pretty well guaranteed you're going to have osteoporosis if you just eat the regular diet. And then 25% take supplementation for heart health.
Very interesting. So overall, 68% of Americans
are taking supplements. Yes. So it's the majority of you out there. So if you're taking supplements, you can feel like you're in the majority and not an odd minority anymore.
Great. So how important are supplements at the Prather practice?
It's very much the one of the major bases of what we do. We couldn't provide the functional changes in the timely manner without them. So absolutely critical to get the results that we need, and something that I recommend all of our patients to do, to check on, and to see what their needs are. So very critical part. So if you come in here as a patient, supplementation is something that we highly encourage. But of course, we don't base that on, well, you just need supplements. What we do is we base that off of need, and we do that through lab testing and seeing what your physiology shows.
That makes sense. So how important are supplements in preventing, you know, the two major killers, cardiovascular disease and cancer?
Again, I mean, we can reduce 97% of those.
Wow. 97%.
When you're talking about, like I was talking to a oncologist who was a patient here, and I was talking to them because they actually had an anemia going on. You know, they had low iron. And I said, you know, we need to supplement that. That's the one. You're so tired. Matter of fact, a lot of the tightness that you have, because they were coming in for musculoskeletal pains, a lot of the tightness that you have is coming because your cells are oxygen deprived. And I said, you know, and I said, you're aware in most of the cancer cases, like if you have colon cancer or breast cancer, or several other cancers, it has already been proven that you have a 50% greater survivability if you don't become anemic.
So if you oxygenate your cells.
If you have good oxygenation going to the cells, and you have cancer, on most of the cancers, most of the cancers, they've proven that you have a 50% greater survival rate.
Wow.
That's huge.
Yes.
Vitamin D has been shown, if it's low, if it's low, you have a 60% greater chance of getting certain cancers. You know, colon cancer with vitamin D is well known. Prostate cancer is known that if you're just low on your prostate cancer, your chances go up over 50%.
You mean vitamin D?
Vitamin D.
It
will go up 50%. Greater chance of getting that cancer, just one vitamin.
Interesting.
So, you know, you start to talk about those types of things. And if we could be looking at people beforehand and keeping those things nice and healthy and in range, it just really cuts down on your chances for cancer. Cardiovascular disease. Now, if you're taking cholesterol medicine for cardiovascular disease, it reduces your CoQ10 in your body, which causes your heart to fail, because it's necessary for it. So some of the things, pharmaceuticals that we're taking, will speed up our disease process that we're trying to prevent with the pharmaceutical.
Wow.
So, you know, you're talking about really just keeping that cardiovascular disease under control. You're talking about cancer. Huge amount of influence on that.
Okay. We come back. More on to supplement or not to supplement.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, the Prather Practice now offers counseling services. Why did you decide to add that to your practice?
It's something that I always knew was necessary, was looking forward to the right person coming in. You know, if you have an illness going on, that can be very emotionally devastating. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the emotions and some of the things that happen to us can actually lead to some of the health conditions that people experience. We are more than just our spine. Mm-hmm. We are more than just our physiology. But also how we think has a huge effect on each one of those different aspects. And those things then also have an effect on our thinking. Mm-hmm. So incorporating the whole aspect of counseling into the office is just a very natural outgrowth in us becoming an integrated and a total holistic type of a practice. Mm-hmm. So this was something that I, in my original thoughts 30 years ago of getting into my practice, having this aspect was a very important part of it. Mm-hmm. And we are now doing it. We are a holistic practice. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the emotional aspect, if you don't understand the patterns that we have, then you can't really get to the complete healing of the patient. Oftentimes we can get a release in the physical body and it creates some emotional tension. The emotional tension will cause tension within the body. So getting down to that root, and we have so many different types of layers that can start to accumulate. And we see the evidence of the issues in people's body that creates disease in them. The underlying problem can be an emotional issue, past experiences, past habits, and coping mechanisms that we can have. We see oftentimes people have an injury, and their whole body has kind of shifted to compensate for that injury. Mm-hmm. Same thing on an emotional type of level. People have had injuries and they've had compensations. And getting through those compensations to get to the injury is an ongoing type of process that a skilled counselor has to be able to find out, just like we do that on a physical level. And the physical and the emotional are very, very connected. As you can approach it from both angles, mm-hmm. I think we're going to get a far, far better results than we could separate.
Yeah, and I know we already are.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about to supplement or not to supplement, and very, very interesting. We're going to have we've just decided a part two on this because we have a lot of information here, and 68% of all Americans take supplementation.
Taking supplementation right now.
And you imagine if they did it the right way, got diagnostics, got their blood tested, their minerals checked so that they were taking the right. Because, when you think of vitamins and minerals, vitamins are some fat soluble.
Of course.
That you're not.
A very common thing is vitamin D. And
right.
There was a big craze there for a while where every doctor was saying that you need to take vitamin D, which was correct, but then they ran into a problem. They weren't checking it.
They weren't checking the vitamin D levels.
So yeah. I had people who were coming in.
The American way.
Yes, I had people coming in, and I sit there and I said, well, I want to check your blood test on vitamin D also. So, oh, you don't need to. I'm on vitamin D. My doctor put me on it. I said, oh, great. You know, when was the last time you had it checked? Well, what do you mean? And I go, well, when was the last time you had a blood test on the vitamin D, like what I told you that we need to do?
Uh-huh.
They said, well, I never did. I said, well, when you started, what were your levels? And they said, well, we didn't do a blood test. They just told me I needed to be on vitamin D.
Yeah.
And I'm going,
and that's a fat-soluble vitamin.
Right. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. So we did the tests on it, and they had toxic levels of vitamin D. That's where you can get too much. So it's important to know when to put someone on it. Mm-hmm. First, we don't put anyone on vitamin D or most of the things unless we know that they need it. We don't just willy-nilly put you on supplementation. Mm-hmm. We have a reason
willy-nilly.
For it. Willy-nilly, that's a scientific term. So, you know, when we put you on it, we know that you need it. And then we recheck and know when you don't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very important along those lines to get the benefits because, again, anything you can take too much of can cause a problem. Even vitamin C can, it actually blocks some of your B vitamins from absorbing.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing what you're doing along those lines is a very critical type of thing. And working with that is very important. Some of them much more important than others.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So how many people show deficiencies or require help, you know, that they don't get in their diet?
100%? Pretty much. people just don't come in unless someone's...
About the United States.
Right.
Yeah.
If people don't come in and unless... someone who knows what they're doing is working with them, it's pretty well guaranteed that they're going to have something that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just doesn't happen naturally at this point.
Right.
We're under too much stress, and we already talked about some of the problems that are associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Our soil's depleting and, yeah.
The chemicals and just all the different types of things. I mean, you know, if the nutrients aren't in your food that you're eating, then you're not going to just automatically produce it in your system.
Right. I just love going to the farmer's markets.
Isn't that nice? It's just a refreshing feeling.
Feel the energy of all that food.
And, food. Right.
Yeah.
And the people look healthier.
Mm-hmm. Well, who is most likely to show dietary deficiencies?
The people who, according to studies, show the most common group is older people.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by older?
The older you are, the more likely you are to show dietary deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like everything. Things start to fail as you go along. Matter of fact, one of the main reasons people age and have all the problems that they have is because of dietary deficiencies. So if you're looking to stave off getting old, do supplementation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find out what's going on. I mean, unless you like getting old, you can reverse that.
Right.
Not only reverse it, but also prevent it from happening.
And just have a quality of life as you grow older and vibrance.
Correct.
And
correct. So older people are the most common ones, but there's also pregnant women, people who are in illnesses, there are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those are different types of categories that show up along those lines.
I know I've started Club Pilates, doing a little plug for Club Pilates.
Oh, good.
And moved up a class, and our daughter was picking us up, and she's
sure.
Your daughter too. And she's all, Mom, there are a lot of young people in that class. I said, I know. I'm I'm moving up. I'm getting stronger.
Sure.
It's a great feeling.
Well, and as you grow older, you know, the digestive system isn't quite up to par. The pancreas, mm-hmm. Digestive enzymes aren't up.
Mm-hmm.
There are even, not only oftentimes you're not getting as much nutrients because people don't eat as much.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you get older, your requirements to fight off things become higher. One of the things that really happens that you need to look at as an older person is free radical pathology.
Mm-hmm.
because the free radicals occur because of the engine just is not working as it should for producing energy. So the oxidative process starts to fail, and so you need have a greater requirements for supplements than what you would before.
What's that book? The Engine That Could.
A Little Engine That Could. Yeah, and as a little engine gets older, the little engine needs a little bit more oomph.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. We're going to call this part one of to supplement or not to supplement. We got a lot more information we're going to cover next week in part two. So thank you for all this information.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.